The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good yawning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Wednesday, the 1st of October, 2025. This is the beginning of Breast Cancer Awareness Month. You're going to see pink all over the place. This is a very important discussion for us in the country. It should be, right? We have a particular type of cancer that's prevalent in the Bahamas, so prevalent that we are often included in research projects about it. There's a BRCA gene, right? It leads to breast cancer. We have prolific numbers of people, women in particular, not surviving, right? Breast cancer. Why is this conversation important? Well, because... What do you mean? We have abnormally high numbers of people dying from a thing, breast cancer, right? That is possibly, the deaths are possibly avoidable with early detection. But remember, in this immigration and migration conversation, I have been encouraging people to create more effective lobbying and advocacy by using the words that the government uses to engage them about their immigration policy. I'll remind you, Fred Mitchell, chairman of the PLP, has iterated several times now in his frustration that Bahamians have not gotten the vibe. Y'all don't understand the immigration vibe, why there's so many Haitians in the country. His response was, hey, we need to expand our labor pool. We have far too many investment opportunities on the table that have to be realized in a particular amount of time. We need the labor. I paraphrase that last part, right? The second is to expand the tax base. The third, to expand the gene pool, right? Now, this is important because with closed societies, you tend to replicate or reproduce, right, this genetic anomaly or issue, we call it very loose layman language, right? And so the idea is you need to broaden your gene pool. So hopefully you can essentially work BRCA gene out, right? Out of your gene pool by expanding it. It's a very important conversation. Far too many women, men also experience breast cancer, you know. Let's not forget that. Men are also experiencing breast cancer. Far too many people are dying far too soon with far too much, right? From a religious perspective, we say, you know, you must die empty, give everything that you have. But from a national security perspective, we have far too many people dying with important knowledge, institutional knowledge, community knowledge, family knowledge, cultural knowledge, that pass away before this info can be documented in an effective way. So we need to take breast cancer awareness and all cancers awareness very seriously. It's a Wednesday. I've got Mr. C.A. Nuri in studio with me, Guardian Radio AM, on this Man Down Mashup Wednesday. And also joining us this morning is LeBron Minnis. Morning, sir.
Morning.
Say that again. Yeah, I'm not sure if your mic is on yet, LeBron. Nuri, maybe slide the next mic across for him. Okay. Anyway, this morning we got lots to talk about. There's Junkanoo in the headlines. There's in The Guardian, U.S. points to poor anti-corruption enforcement. Report says some good governance reforms stalled. We're going to take a look at that. But from yesterday's papers, we also have some interesting stories about by-elections, mm-hmm. right? And the potential timeline from by-election. And then guess what, Mr. Nuri? We have big, big news.
What is the big news?
You didn't see the signal in the sky last night?
No, I didn't see any signal.
It was green and white.
Green lantern?
It's kind of like a lantern. I think maybe it was a lighthouse. I sure. Maybe a beacon.
Okay.
But I saw it. That's all I saw. Mm. And a story in the newspaper.
Okay.
And then I saw nothing else. Mm. So apparently the DNA are revitalizing. I don't know if it's rebranding, revitalizing, reemerging. Anyway, I saw the signal in the sky yesterday, but that's all I saw. I didn't see an announcement of the new leadership team. I didn't see the posting of a website, any social media presence. I just found it interesting. We talk about that in terms of the by-election, right? In reference to the by-election as well. Just a couple of other stories. PM, let's see how next jobs report looks. And murders down by 28% against last year's numbers. But anyway, I also wanted to invite the audience, since we are still deep in, pun intended, recovery mode. Mm-hmm. Tropical Storm Imelda, if you look at today's papers in the Tribune, residents left trapped in homes as storm hit. They're talking about the Papaw Track area. People are still deep, deep, pun intended, in the midst of this post-storm recovery, which I think, you know, is bordering on a crisis for many, many people. Just before we get there, I want to invite the audience. If you are experiencing a power outage, if you're still without power, but you think your neighborhood should not be without power, you've been dry or you've had inspections, you can text or call the show. I mean, say it out loud so the powers that be could hear it. If you got stuck in a pothole over the last 4 or 5 days, 7 days a week, it's been raining for a month and a half, text in. Tell us where the pothole is.
I'm not sure where that going. But in terms of BPL and the power, actually, I've seen the cars, BPL trucks, cars, traversing through neighborhoods looking for flooding. I didn't know that they had a program that does that. But I can actually commend them to actually see the cars of them going through the area. I'm not sure the process, mm-hmm. but they have something that is in place.
You know, I have an issue with us commending people for doing their job.
No, I'm not commending person. I commend them the system.
We're not commending the system either.
So you don't be happy that the system exists?
You know, it's 2025, and mm-hmm. there are still many communities that are not on the... Caller, give me a second. That are not on the feedback system. Mm-hmm. They're not being real-time monitored.
Yeah.
So if your power goes off mm-hmm. and you're one of those areas, you got to call BPL.
Yeah, I understand.
And hold on and hope to get through. And then you have to tell them that there's a power outage. Mm-hmm. And then you have to prove to them that the power outage is not limited or isolated to your residence.
I'm only assuming.
So if you got cars, hold on, if mm-hmm. you got cars and trucks, mm-hmm. and you know that you have entire neighborhoods that are not on your feedback system, mm-hmm. maybe you need to be using the vehicles that you have to be traversing. See, this is why we can't even use the word commend. It turns out that BPL, or BEC before it became BPL, downsized its tree trimming division into non-existence,
yes,
right?
It's a fact. That's why I don't even bring it up anymore. We know that's the way they need to belabor it. We know they downsized their tree trimming division, and now they outsource that. That's part of their policy now. It's being outsourced. So we now would talk about the outsource part of it. So I'm saying that I didn't know they had inspectors.
Okay, let me get back to what I was saying.
Okay,
So you got cars, right? Mm-hmm. And you could be using
Only 4 or 5.
You could be using those 4 or 5 cars mm-hmm. every day to traverse the island, to identify areas that need maintenance, to identify areas mm-hmm. that need clearing up and mm-hmm. cleaning up, right? Mm-hmm. That's what they could be doing with the cars. So we're not commending them for doing something they should have been doing mm-hmm. the whole way through. right?
Okay.
Let's get to the subcontracting. It's very important because we live in a hurricane zone.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot rely on subcontractors for the integrity of our power generation system. But we can get to the subcontractors. Because the next thing is
however,
this.
However, they're more efficient now because they subtracted. It's now almost 24
prove
hours.
That.
That's what they say.
Yeah, okay.
I can't prove it.
Let's go to the caller. That's what they say. They say a lot of things if you could get through to them. Let's go to the caller. Good morning, caller.
Hey, morning, Mr. Green. How you doing?
Hey, good, thank you. How you do?
Two quick points, right?
Mm-hmm.
I heard there's a white man going around collecting water with pump trucks. Could you please try and talk him to ask him if he could bring two pump trucks in the Coral Harbor area, please? And also, right, could you please ask Environmental Health if they could start spraying from now with the mosquitoes? Because next 2 days, they can broke out.
Let me look for the number so I can say it out loud so you can call them yourself.
Yeah, give me the number then.
Okay.
All right.
We can do an investigator right now.
So if you're a business owner and you have a pump truck, some residents in Coral Harbor say, look here, bring the pump truck. I would talk to them about the contractual relationship before I start pumping water. Just to be certain, because we don't want no bad feelings, right? Let's just be clear and ensure that everybody is certain about the terms of these relationships, right? But they say they still need pump trucks in Coral Harbor.
Where are the MP? They're constituent offices.
Who's the MP?
I don't know who's the MP for Coral
Harbor. All right, let's go. Fire trail, east and west, still impassable. Good morning. There's a massive pothole and a few smaller ones on the side of it. I'm not even exaggerating. On East Street and Malcolm Road near Checkers and Sir Charles Hotel. All right. Texter, you'd be lucky if I... Sorry about that caller. You be lucky. Don't be sending me text. I'm so sorry, callers. Don't be sending me text. Answer the phone, please. Let's hear from the experts calling the show. If you're an expert, put your name in the phone.
Yeah.
Tell me you're an expert and tell me you're going to call.
Yeah.
Texter.
And then where are you from? Can't be no random.
Good morning, caller.
Good morning. I know expert, Ms. Green.
Good morning. Don't worry. I don't know what the text is talking about. I'm asking people to share.
That situation you just announced by Sir Charles Hotel on East Street.
Yes.
That has already been sent in. So that they're taking care of that. Somebody already took a picture of that and sent that in. But let me comment.
Do you know where they send the information to? Where would they send the information to?
To the Ministry of Works.
Did residents send it in, or do you see Ministry of Works staff out there documenting the site?
That's what I'm saying now. The Member of Parliament, it has a crew that is moving around in Bamboo Town. So they already took that picture and sent that in. Now, what I want to say, are you saying you don't commend people for the job that they're paid to do? But we make noise when they don't do the job.
Yeah, because that's two separate. No, no, no. See, that's two separate things.
Right.
Hold on. There's two separate things.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I'm not going to commend you for doing the job that you're paid to do, that you volunteered to do.
Don't cut me off because I want to say
something. Yeah. Unless you have performed, your performance has exceeded all expectations. Right?
That's it. That's what I want to comment on.
Mm-hmm.
There's an area, I don't know if you or Brother Nuri's used to, there's an area there on East Street south by Sammy's Chicken.
Mm. Okay.
That water in that area,
mm-hmm.
the 4 days after a flood of rain,
mm-hmm.
that water this morning looked like somebody mopped that up with a mop.
All right, so let me give you my...
That is commendable.
But no.
We used to that water, have to go around and come back around by flowers and go back up.
You remember
that is commendable. You
remember the parable of the frog in the hot water? The frogs in the pot? And they don't realize the water is boiling until they die in?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you had told me that water typically settles there for 3 to 5 days.
Every day.
But
every rain.
But this time no water settled there? Then
the
I would no.
But
then
the water's already moved.
No. Listen. If you had told me that the water no longer settles in that area because they have applied a drainage system, then I would say let us commend them.
Okay, but let me tell you this.
Okay,
because I'm a part of the mobile team that is moving around despite my condition.
Mm-hmm.
In the back of All Saints Church in the back of City Meter. Everybody that trades, everybody that runs that area will tell you that water be there for days. There is no water there, and no pumping truck had to go there. That a well is digging to anybody and verify that.
So you're telling me that a drainage solution was employed in the area?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
And who did it?
The member of parliament.
But they didn't.
The voter speaker of those.
She didn't.
It was done in the last 4 years.
I seen her in fatigues, but I ain't never seen her in the army.
But listen to me.
I seen her running on, but I ain't never seen her in tennis. Don't tell me the minister did it. See, this is what I'm saying.
It was done under the minister's.
Because that's what we expect to happen. You see what I'm saying?
For Bamboo Town.
Cool, because that's what we expect to happen. Now, if you come here and tell me.
Yeah, but I'm telling you now, the water used to settle there, the water, and they didn't have to put a pumping truck in the back there. But now, in closing, you brought up this DNA thing.
Mm-hmm.
All I got to tell Dr. Menace, stay far from that. if you want to save his political career, don't bother that group.
You think that's why they put the signal in the air to try and catch Menace?
Tell Menace, for God's sake, don't bother that. But, Ms. Green, you know with Palmdale a lot. There is a police officer used to be in Palmdale.
The tall, light-skinned...
Yeah, walking around by himself with a big gun on his... Where is he?
Hopefully he's retired now, because I remember him when I was younger. But the question is, where is that spirit? Where's that archetype?
He should get some type of award. And every store I was in Palmdale, he would walk in, everything all right? And he could control of the... I never saw him in a police car.
Yeah.
And I never saw him with a partner. He's always by himself.
So what we need to do is we need to figure out where he is.
Identifying him, man.
And not only to honor him for his contribution, right? His above and beyond.
Yes.
But also to figure out if he can model this archetype for other officers.
Ms. Green, driving the bus, he used to walk from my Wolford police station.
Uh-huh.
I'd stop. Everybody knows he's going into Palmdale. I tried to give him a ride in Palmdale. He said, no, he can walk.
Mm-hmm.
And after he was in Palmdale, if you're familiar with Palmdale, anybody that listens to the show will tell you who's familiar with Palmdale. He is in Palmdale every day by himself.
I got you. Say that again, producer.
I can continue listening, but tell me to stay far from that DNA.
I got you. But listen, you could tell people that, hey, you see my MP? I think this is a good model for an MP, right? But I'm not going to commend people, A, for doing what they ought to be doing. Why are we going to commend people for that? You know what a commendation is? Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Mr.
I'm good, thank you.
Okay, for information, it's Dr. Sinclair. I think he was working at the Seventh Street Clinic area. I think he's the leader that asked him at Senate.
All right. Sinclair, you said, the first name?
Yeah, Sinclair.
Yeah, Sinclair.
Yeah, he's Sinclair. He's working at the clinic. He's heading to 7th Street. That's the last time we saw him.
Okay.
Go to him and show him appreciation because he was doing a good job.
I mean, an excellent job. That's the archetype of police presence alone is a deterrent.
And I agree with you as relates to me doing my job and being praised for doing my job that I'm being paid for.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
I agree with that, sir.
Thank you. And so I got a text that says, oh, my God, let the man tell you why he called. But you were telling him, no, you know why he called? He called for political campaigning. Mind you, he made good points, right? In his position. It's good, but it's still political campaigning. Why are we commending people for doing things they ought to have done 20 years ago, 25 years ago? And if we're not very precise and nuanced in our critique and assessment, then we end up with the situation where they say, oh, see, they tell us we was doing a good job. Why are you making all this noise? Why you all want to get into the details? Why you want to worry about all the details? The details are important. LeBron, you got your mic?
Yes, ma'am.
How you doing?
Pretty well.
How is the water settling in your neighborhood?
Seems to be receded now.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Good stuff. You have a lot of mosquitoes in your area?
Yeah, we have mosquitoes.
Yeah, I am a little concerned. I know people are anxious to get the fogging underway, but you know, the beekeeping community is very concerned about the fogging exercises and the impact of
that, because it may kill the bees.
And so, yeah. As a compromise, you know, many in the bee community are saying, listen, there's a couple of things. Give us a schedule. Give me a schedule of when you're coming into my area so that I can prepare my bees, maybe by covering them or moving them to a new location for the duration of the fogging, right? Then the last fogging exercise, a truck stopped adjacent to my house. I could see it from all the windows to the front of my house, and was at a standstill for almost 10 minutes just fogging.
Wow.
The truck typically is moving through a community as it fogs, right?
Wow.
And so my entire house felt like it was filled with the chemical, the compound that they're using to fog. So please, let's have a schedule for beekeepers, for farmers and people who want to protect either their investment or their projects. Here's another text. I don't know if Mr. Newry didn't realize it, but the MP for the Coral Harbor area was under the late Vaughn Miller. The way it came off may seem a little insensitive to some persons.
There's a number of people who get easily moved. I'm not easily moved. Yeah. I mean, if you were easily moved and didn't see the point of contacting your MP assistant, then it is what it is. We have checks and balances. Part of the checks and balances is there are programs and people that you can talk with to get assistance.
Mm-hmm.
It's unfortunate that the MP has transitioned, but his team is still there. The office is still there. Go to the office and say, hey, office, I have some issues. Call whoever it is that needs to service the area to help me, please. The systems, man. We ain't talking about the person.
Not just that. If everything collapses in their absence, then are they doing a good job?
No, clearly not doing a good job. And that's why I kind of ruffled that. The text.
Yeah.
It's insulting to that entire process.
Right.
That the system does not work. Mind you, the system does not work. But I mean, it's a testimony that we need to do better.
Yeah.
And if people in the Coral Harbor are only be able to service themselves because of the MP, they have real problems.
And listen, at some point, I'm going to ask the question, right? Did Davis do to Miller what, is it Minnis did to, or what Ingram did to Ferreira? When was Ferreira minister? It was Minnis, and had his portfolio removed.
Yeah, but Minnis did it to a number of people in ministers in the F&M. That's why nobody liked him. He cut their arms and legs off, and didn't replace it with anything.
I thought it's because he can't dance. But the point is this, right? Obviously, we could see the import, or the, at least let's call it the focus on the ministry responsible for the environment, right? Ferreira's portfolio was taken. The environment part was taken away from him and brought into the OPM's office, I think. The question will arise, was Miller effective as a minister for natural resources and the environment?
And there needs to be a critique. But that portfolio was taken from him too. from one minute. That was taken from him and gone to the Prime Minister's office also. It's run by the Prime Minister's office. It is what it is.
We can start having those conversations.
Yeah, but there needs to be, hopefully after the funeral, we can critique Vaughn Miller's. You really tell me that governance continues, not because the one person.
Yeah, it's continuous.
Not because the person died, you need to stop with the critique.
And this is the nature of politics, right?
Mm.
Here's a text. So Officer Sinclair, he's now by Fleming Street Clinic, but he is retired. Texted the caller, maybe on the campaign payroll. But see, he is. He's not hiding that, right? Uncle not hiding that. Uncle let you know, I'm a vibrant part of my constituency team.
Mm-hmm.
He let you know, I am a supporter of this MP.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't been questioning that. But if you calling in on a, like, I supporting my MP kind of vibe, then you be prepared for some critique. And he is, right? Don't put an offense, right? Defense that doesn't exist at all. He is, I think, a good example of a party supporter and a team player in the sense that he's a part of his constituency team.
Mm.
And ain't nothing wrong with that. But if you can call and do that, which I don't have a problem with, then you got to ask you some questions.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
You got to be specific. You can't talk general. When you're trying to say, this is what we're doing. And they say, okay, exactly what is it that you're doing? And you don't know.
Read that text. They funny. So here's a headline. Upcoming by-election will be just 12th in country's history. Following the death of Minister Vaughn Miller, there will be the 12th by-election in the Bahamas in 5 decades, underscoring how seldom voters are called to the polls outside of general elections. By-elections have historically been triggered by the death, resignation, or disqualification of a sitting member. Since 1971, only 11 have been held, with the Progressive Liberal Party winning 8 and the Free National Movement winning 3.
Okay.
Right? The first came in Mangrove Key in September 1971 after the death of Clarence Bain.
Mm-hmm.
It was won by Daryl Roll, PLP.
Mm-hmm.
The PLP went on to claim several more in Grantstown in 82, St. Barnabas in 87, and Acklands and Crooked Island in 89. The FNM's first success came in 1990 when David Thompson won Marco City, following the death of party leader Sir Cecil Wallace Whitfield. See, now people are going to take offense when I say, I didn't even know we had a David Thompson who was an MP.
No, I don't know who that is.
Right? I am obviously not an astute electoral historian.
But that's a while back. I still don't know who the MP for Acklands and Crooked. It just doesn't stick.
Yeah.
It doesn't stick. Then to hear that he has a portfolio in Ministry of Tourism. And you know I talk with tourism all day. I'm ashamed.
But then you're gonna blame me, right? But then at the same time, you have party chairmen that are suggesting in public domains that you don't need to hear from these candidates. They don't have an individual or a personal political position. They are a party member and they represent the party, right? So, you know, perhaps it's your own political culture that creates the environment where we don't know who these people are. We continue from the article from yesterday's Tribune. By-elections also open the door for future leaders. Prime Minister Philip Rafe Davis entered Parliament through a Cat Island by-election in 1992 after Oscar Johnson resigned. William Allen was elected following Sir Orville Turnquest's resignation. You know, I live in St. Anne's, and I remember William Allen, and I still didn't realize that he got in there by election, you know.
Mm.
But it was also a churn at that time. What are we looking at? That was 1994. I was only 18. I'd just come out
just
of...
Just come out of high school.
Yeah.
A year.
Mm. I just began to... In fact, yeah, I missed the 92 election because I was only 16. Mm. I wasn't old enough to vote. Then we have Ronald Bosfield won South Andrus in 97 after the retirement of Lyndon Pinling. Producer, let's prep that caller. We'll be coming to you in a second. Two more sentences. In more recent years, the PLP prevailed in Elizabeth in 2010 with Ryan Pinder defeating the FNM's Dr. Dwayne Sands after Malcolm Adley resigned.
Mm-hmm.
In North Abaco in 2012 with Renato Curry,
mm-hmm.
beat the FNM's Greg Gomez after Mr. Ingram gave up the seat he held for 35 years. And then, of course, we went for more than a decade without a by-election until 2023, September, with the unfortunate passing of Obi Wilchcombe. It led to a contest in West Grand Bahama in Bimini. PLP's Kingsley Smith defeated FNM's Bishop Ricardo.
There needs to be a science to this. I like statistics and numbers, even though people challenge statistics and numbers. Call back. We're getting ready to talk to you. And from the preponderance of the evidence, it seems as if by chance, coincidence, the PLP tends to win by elections. Is that significant to know? I don't know. But that's something to consider. And then we need to consider why.
Mm-hmm.
Why did they win the election so many times?
Where are all the political scientists, right? Are they all in the service of political parties?
Seems so.
Yeah. Anyway, caller, I see you on the line.
Interesting.
The music's playing. We got to go to a break. When we get back from the break, we're going to follow that up with Thompson ready to deliver fair and efficient by-elections in Golden Isles.
Mm-hmm.
And then future of democracy and junk news jumping again.
Yeah.
You guys stay tuned. Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
See you on the other side.
Get ready to swing for a cause. The 4th Annual Rebuilding Villages Charity Golf Tournament, brought to you by Cleft of the Rock Foundation in proud partnership with the Bahamar Foundation. Join us on Sunday, October 5th at the world-class Royal Blue Golf Course at Bahamar in Nassau, the Bahamas, for a day of championship golf, community, and impact. Another tournament, it's a chance to change lives. Every putt, every drive, every swing supports programs like Parenting on Purpose and Disciplines for Life, empowering families across the Bahamas with education, awareness, and hope. Don't miss this unforgettable event, the 4th Annual Rebuilding Villages Charity Golf Tournament, October 5th. To register or learn more, visit cleftoftherockfoundation.org or email cleftoftherockfoundation@gmail.com.
Are you searching for something new? Something exciting? Your dream job in paradise? Well, look no further. Royal Beach Club Paradise Island is hiring. Join a dynamic group of passionate hospitality professionals, craft unforgettable moments, and thrive in a vibrant, welcoming atmosphere. Play your part in shaping the future of our team while growing your own career every day. Bring your energy, your passion, and your creativity to a workplace that's as dynamic and fun as you are. At Royal Beach Club Paradise Island, the opportunities don't just exist. They're limitless. So are you ready to find your perfect fit? Visit Royal Beach Club at Career today and step into a world of exciting possibilities.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
When it comes to hearts at Cleveland Clinic, you can't miss a beat. You seek the best care possible. Work with the brightest minds. And leave no stone unturned to get to the heart of the matter. Because understanding is always the first step to overcoming. For every heart in the world, see how we're advancing the future of heart care at Cleveland Clinic today.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock. I've got LeBron Minnis and Mr. C.A. Nuri in studio with me. Mr. Nuri, you know, now, okay, so I wanted to talk about this U.S. report, but maybe I get to that tomorrow, because here's what it is. Here's why I wanted to talk about the DNA and the by-election, right? First of all, an announcement was made yesterday. We got a story in the Tribune. Democratic National Alliance announces return 4 years after former leader's departure, right? And so I wanted to know, you think this by-election caused them to launch early?
I do not know. I thought the DNA party was defunct. Finish. I thought they put up their gloves and moved on. Mm. They have been silent. They haven't done any type of activities, mm-hmm. no press releases, no activism. No type of work to deserve that the Bahamian people should show any attention to them. Mm-hmm. They're out of the blue. They announce, we are back. They don't have no web page. They don't have no social media page, no handle, no information about policies and governance to say they're different of when, why, and which. Yeah. And they taken us Bahamian people like we should seriously consider them. Something's wrong with that.
And so I thought after doing a little research, I read the story, put it in my notes. I said, well, let's go to DNA Facebook page. It's one post, it's like 2024 and then 2022 and back, right? That's not an act. I go to the website. Stories on the website are like from 2022, 2016.
That's the old DNA before they got defunct.
But this is what I find out in my research. So I thought, well, listen, y'all jumping the gun to try in on this by-election bandwagon as it gets rolling. And does the DNA...
It's insulting to us, man.
Does the new DNA think they have an opportunity to get in? But here's the thing. Just as we were talking and I'm making the transition, I got a text in that says, hey, it's a long one. The Papal Tract flooding is a major issue for the community. I'm going to go on and read the text, right? Because we got the story in today's Tribune.
I want you to read that and I'll tell you this so you can preempt it. When the wife and I were dating and as we were searching for property, we wanted to move through Papal Tract.
Yeah.
It happens that we went through the house looking in an apartment, a condominium looking there when they had a regular water sprawl. What do they call it? Rain.
Regular rain.
The entire area
was flooded.
You couldn't drive through at all. You had to stop, right? I know they did some work with that area, that field area where they dig a trough or whatever it is to get water drain off, but it's still floods. Mm-hmm. Right, and we determined that we're not moving through here because you can't get in and out. That's been 22 years ago, 23 years later, and it floods all. Like I said, let me go in there.
It turns out that there is a system installed, right, to manage the flow of flood water in that area. Something exists. I think that something needs to be revamped, right? It needs to be... not just revamped, but also enhanced. So we're talking about like a underground drainage system that's pulling water, I think, to particular areas or to the ocean.
Yeah, there's a well there, like a man-made lake type thing.
Yeah, this is from long ago. This is from the 70s or the 80s, right?
Okay.
So back to the DNA, though. This is a great opportunity for the DNA.
To do what?
To prove themselves worthy.
How?
Well, by showing the public that they can achieve a singular goal without having to be in government, that they could launch a campaign, right? That they could, a campaign, a strategy. Carla, we're coming to you in a second. This old former, we could launch a strategy, right? To provide solutions for residents in the area. Mm. Let me continue. Coming to you, Carla, don't go. The text continues, there was a condo built by BTC office on the wetland that has greatly contributed to the flooding issue, along with the lack of maintenance of the drainage system. During the construction, the community was promised that it has been over 5 years and nothing was done. Thankfully, MOW is working on the issue, but it is a vexing issue that is negatively affecting the community. Yeah, the people in Papal Tract still stuck in flood water in some of the areas. Good morning, Carla.
Hey, good morning, Aaron.
Morning.
And good morning to your co-host. I think that's what Cecil.
Yeah,
Nuri right. And LeBron.
Morning.
Who stay rowing me on social media when he posts something. Anyway, but Aaron and Cecil, right? I want to say something this morning on your, please, if you allow me for 2 minutes. I am disheartened, and I am upset as a person who supports the Progressive Liberal Party, but some people, a fraction, not even half, a quarter of the people, a couple of people. And I can tell you why I say that. And I want all y'all PLPs who listen to this talk show.
You got to make it quick, because I form in a response. Don't let me form it.
Listen, Mr. Vaughn Miller passed away, right? Mm-hmm. Right? He was a cabinet minister. He was also a member of parliament, right?
Mm-hmm.
He came under the organization that I support.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the Progressive Liberal Party, y'all need to ease off. I talk about who needs to run this way and run in his seat. Give that man that respect, Aaron and Cecil. Give that man that respect to get buried. Give that man respect for friends and his family to mourn for him before you even talk about who going to run there. Give that man that respect, man. I mean, all over social media, oh, they want to put this one there. They want to put that one there. Come on, you don't even know if God's going to allow you to live there to even if them considering you to go there. But you got to give that man that respect. Aaron, I said to myself, I have a podcast and I do voice notes.
I agree with you. I got to cut it there. I agree with you because, you know, I have refrained myself from talking about my professional experience with Pastor Vaughn Miller. So I appreciate what it is that you're saying. And I appreciate you also making this plea on behalf of the family members, right? It's an internal conversation with the PLP, of course, and we accept it as that. And I could appreciate it, and I could give you space to say it. At the same time, I'm going to reiterate what we said yesterday, which was, but the problem is governance is continuous. And then secondarily, he had already indicated he wasn't running again, so it's not a new conversation starting. It's the same conversation continuing. But I appreciate what you said and why you wanted to say it. There you go. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Nuri, and good morning, Master Bron- LeBron.
Morning.
Aaron, yeah, I want to comment with Officer Stanley Sinclair. He was a very humble and straightforward officer that I grew up under in Yalalala. And also the issue with, you said, Nuri, that you're from Arkansas. Yeah, and you didn't know the Member of Parliament for Crooked Island and Auckland, Mr. Wilbert Moss, when he was dismissed for trying to bribe Cleopatra Christie.
I remember that.
They had the by-election.
I remember studying that in school.
Yeah.
Remember.
Okay.
Hold on, Wilbert Moss is Willie Moss?
No, not Willie. Wilbert Moss.
But remember, about 20, 30 years, you're a junior.
I'm trying to say,
I just born yesterday.
Yeah. And then remember the political party say, don't talk about their internal party business. How are we supposed to learn these things?
Yeah, and I was born like 79.
Okay. Well,
but thank you.
Another issue, right? Hello.
With the
report from the Americans about the, I want to comment on where they said that the foreigners are saying about papers. And I tried on Dwight's show, but the main point is that the lawyers let them get into contracts before having an investment board approval and hanging them up because they don't get the title search, and that holds them up. And they think that from the outset, it's that they have a contract and it has to wait for all that process with title search and for the investment board to approve them. And that is why, they say, hey, it takes so long, and then they find out there'll be all kind of other complications with the title deeds. Okay?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. It says, yesterday's Tribune, U.S. questions progress over Bahamas invest. Today's Guardian, U.S. points to poor anti-corruption enforcement. It was very interesting. It's a very interesting conversation, Mr. Nuri, because you know what a dilemma is? A dilemma is, on the right of me, the U.S. State Department is saying all the things that I've said and Bahamians have said over years and years. And on the left of me...
So this information that they're putting forward is not new?
We know. I mean, we know it.
We know. Okay. Just making sure that if we know it.
But on the left of me, right, is all the other Bahamians, right, who... don't care that we know it. It's just like, why are you saying it, right? So I'm in a dilemma. Because I'm saying the same thing. How am I going to fix my mouth and say, yeah, but the U.S. can't say it. Only we could say it.
And it's because of how it's being reported. It's being reported as if we are being analyzed. But what we need...
No, that's cool. Because I won't get to that point.
But then let me set up there. Yeah. But the question is, are we being analyzed by the U.S. State Department? And I think that's where Bahamians are having angst, saying, is it right for the Bahamas to be analyzed by the U.S. State Department? And that's what we need to put to bed. I don't believe the Bahamas is being analyzed by the U.S. State Department, despite this report, right? We now need to determine what the state report is and who is it addressed to. And that's where I want to have your conversation start from.
I'm not concerned or upset that the U.S. analyzing us. That's fine. I don't like necessarily, what makes me uncomfortable as a citizen is the language. So you analyze us, that's cool, that's good. Why are you talking to us in a manner that suggests that we need to fix this for your approval?
See, that's what I want to debate. They're not talking to us. We are taking it personally as if they're talking to us, and I even put it to you. They ain't talking to us, Aaron.
Okay, so I'm going to put it to you that they are talking to us.
Okay.
I agree with you. We shouldn't take it personally. They ain't talking to Aaron Green personally. But he is talking to Bahamians, right? And I hear what you're saying. This is a report talking to Americans who want to invest in the Bahamas.
And let me reiterate this.
Yeah.
The U.S. State Department, they have a responsibility to Americans. They're saying that they have a number of American investors who want to come to the Bahamas. And they put out a report, say, hey, if you're going to come to Bahamas to invest, these are the following things you will face. And then you see the whole list of the articles.
This is what you should be aware of.
You ever get riled by your mommy and your Grammy stepping? And your Grammy rowing you, but she looking, your Grammy looking at your mommy. But she rowing you. She talking about you and to you. She looking at your mommy. And then every once in a while, she's wink, like she's turning her eye, because Grammy's good at this, turning her eye and like wink at you. So you know this is all just play, or like, you know, this is a thing. They're speaking to us, and they're saying, if you want to attract more American investment, if you're the business people, right, and you want to attract more investment, you need to encourage your government to focus on fixing these things.
I can accept that. Especially in a climate where we have challenged the U.S. government or the embassy saying, you all need to do more investment in the Bahamas, especially with this Cuba-Chinese relationship. We're always saying, okay, do more. And now, they're saying that, revealing, these are the reason why there's no investment.
Or not even say that. See, because that's a different tone, right? Mm-hmm. So the analysis and the bad feelings come from, you all need to fix these things before if you want our investment, right? The way you said it. I like how you framed it. But that's one thing. But another way, they're saying, hey, it would work. We'd appreciate it. Like, you'd get more investment if you fix some of these things up, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that's the kind of tone it's intended and not really a, well, you ain't gonna get no investment unless you fix these things.
It's not a threat, you know.
No, it's definitely not a threat. But see, I'm thinking that we shouldn't have no anxiety. There are a number of people, behemoths, on the defensive quickly. Saying, man,
that's
hey.
What I'm saying. Don't take offense.
No, don't take offense don't with take the U.S. Offense. See, this is my thing. Don't take offense with the U.S. pointing out things that we know exist.
Right.
Or don't exist. Mm-hmm. Right? Going through the article that is looking at the Transparency International's 2024 Corruption Perception Index, right? The focus of this particular article was on the mechanism Bahamas Invest, and the State Department said it is unclear whether it remains a government priority to operationalize Bahamas Invest, transform the existing Bahamas Investment Authority into an entity renamed Bahamas Invest that is modeled along the lines of the Jamaican counterpart JAMPRO. But in the report, they also point out a number of things. If you start here, the Bahamas' anti-corruption and governance regimes were, I guess, examined or assessed. They said to improve the investment environment, the government has introduced reforms such as the Public Procurement Act and e-procurement platform. However, a lack of procedures and legislation continues to create challenges for its investors. The Bahamas is ranked 28th out of 180 countries tied with the U.S. See, I think that's a part of that. The Bahamas would say, but if we tied with y'all, how y'all talking about us like that? You focus on yourself. You made a little meme video when the little girl say, daddy, focus on yourself. Maybe that's how we're feeling.
But the U.S. is basically, again, if you want to have more U.S. investment, clearly there's a problem that's frustrating that process. And they highlight the process. But the process, like you said, it could be twofold, to our government, to our people. But it's a report for Americans to say, when you come there's some corruption there. You may have to tip. You may have to tip to make things go faster. I just said, tip would be a tipping country. You may need to know someone in parliament to get things moved, because they ain't going to move quick. You may have to wait until there be some investigation on who owned the property, because they ain't clearing up no title for no property no time soon. So if you're willing to go through that, go to the Bahamas and invest.
This erupts another question, though. So by the same token, do you think that the U.S. would put a question on our number one industry in the Bahamas, tourism? Like, hey, if you want to come to the Bahamas, just be aware of these signs, you know?
They do it all the time. In fact, the U.S. State Department told all of its personnel assigned in the Bahamas,
do not go on jet skis.
Do not do not, you are ordered, instructed to not use, hire the services of jet ski operators, right?
They still do it. They still do it.
And then still do it. Suffer the consequences.
I'm telling you.
So we're just the last text as we end the show. The DNA has reemerged as an activist organization, as stated in their press release, and will not be offering candidates until the anticipated 2031 election.
I love how they use the word activist grouping. What have they done?
Well, I was about to say, before we ran out of time, that in the language that they use, that I've seen being used, a lot of these little small parties are really political advocates, you know, that run in elections to show proof of concept, but not really political parties.
They don't even have a philosophy to say, well, we understand what they are, that we can appreciate them as an entity. What is their philosophy?
There you go.
That so distinguish them from any other, what they call so-called activist group. Do we need more activist groups?
Where's the press release? Yeah. I didn't read that. I didn't read that in the press. I can be honest. I did not read activist organizing. I didn't see it. Okay. But then, of course, I was looking for names of offices. Why are you dating and looking for property? You don't know if that was going to be your wife yet. You don't know Ken Renewry.
Clearly.
Wow.
Hey. You don't know Bahamian women at all.
I purchased a house before I got married. That's part of the engagement prerequisite. By the way, this is what you're going to be living in. I thought all men do that. You mean you just get married without having a house? That don't happen in the Bahamas, man. What that text is saying?
Some of these men get married without having a bride. I don't know who they're marrying, but it's not a bride.
But I didn't know the problem is that for sure.
The problem with the system is that construction has filled in the canals. What is making the flooding worse is the construction of the new hospital. That construction has begun. Aaron, if an MP is absent from Parliament for a period, that MP is subject to recall via new election for that seat. How is that the same dereliction of duty is tolerated at the constituency level? Whereas Alfred says, MP for Fort Charlotte, he had the distinction of being Minister of Works with responsibility for works, water, sewage, and BPL at the same time. You got to talk to the internal party members about what they're willing to tolerate. I go to meetings because I'm not a party member. I don't get invited to events because I'm not a party member. I don't know about your party business. Only what comes into the public domain. But thank you for the text. And if you spend your 6 cents sending the text, or 33 cents, I shall honor it. I shall honor it. You guys have a great day. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry is up next.
Catch you later.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.